Mama Coetzee had been thinking about Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni and his parachute drop, and about how Mara Motswe would react to the news, that is, assuming that she had not heard it already.
"Have you seen the paper today?" she asked.
Mara Motswe shook her head as she walked over to her desk. "I have not seen it," she said. "I have been busy taking the children here and there. I have had no time to sit down. Is there something special in it?"
"So she does not know," thought Mama Coetzee. Well, she would have to tell her, and it would probably be a shock for her.
"Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni is going to jump," she said. "It is in the paper this morning."
Mara Motswe stared at Mama Coetzee. What was she talking about? What was this nonsense about Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni jumping?
"Out of a plane," went on Mama Coetzee quickly. "Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni is going to do a parachute jump."
Mara Motswe laughed. "What nonsense," she said. "Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni would never do something like that. Who has put such nonsense in the newspapers?"
"It is true," said Mama Coetzee. "It is one of these charity jumps. Ma Potokwani..."
At the mention of Ma Potokwani's name, Mara Motswe's expression changed.
"Ma Potokwani," she said sharply. "She has been forcing Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni to do things again? A parachute jump?"
Mama Coetzee nodded.
"It is in the paper," she said, "and I have spoken to Mr. J.L.B. Matakoni myself. He has confirmed that it is true."
Mara Motswe sat quite still. For a moment she said nothing, as the implications of Mama Coetzee's revelations sank in. Then she thought, "I shall be a widow. I shall be a widow before I am even married."